Try it again.
I hope he's got a good one.
Give him another chance. You give this one another chance every day. Come on.
This is Jay. I mean,
come on. Try it. Give him another intro.
All right. And now, it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
That is that Bama.
Well, maybe he's working on his list. He should put himself up.
Put yourself on the list, Huggy. Called you twice. Hug.
I gave him my car. I don't know why he's late.
Oh, the old sabotage.
Okay. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything's kosher, Huggy.
How about you?
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Super Wills.
Good morning, Huggy.
Don't say nothing. J. Anthony Brown.
A little late today.
I didn't know. More money, more honey, and more funny. How are you three Mo's feeling this morning?
All right, well, Huggy.
We have one more day till Friday, then one more week of May, then after May's gone away, it's June, and you know what happened on June 8th? Me and Chris Paul's performing two big shows at the Montgomery College Cultural Arts Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. That's 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock show.
Yeah.
And speaking of shows, did y'all see American Idol season finale with Fantasia and Chaka Khan both wearing cat suits? Holy body magic, Batman. Sybil, how many cats did it take to make those Siamese cat suits?
Huggy.
And you know Fantasia and Chaka Khan are two of my favorite performers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But why in the habanero hell would they wear those cat suits? Was it a cat suit kiosk sale at the local mall? I couldn't even hear them singing last night because every time they would hit a note, the cats would hit a note. Tom Silver J, you know Shock and Fantasia are kinfolk, but I'm putting them down on my list tomorrow. Shoot, all they needed was a couple of cakes and they could have been in the movie Avengers.
Oh.
Silver, would you wear a cat suit outside the bedroom without a whip?
No, sir.
No, you were. You know who else wouldn't wear a cat suit? Randy Jackson's ex-wife and his daughter. They can't afford it.
Wow.
According to a National Enquirer, American Idol's Randy Jackson ain't been giving them a doggone cent extra in child support. We'll talk more about that tomorrow because Randy's on my list, along with the winner of American Idol, Philip Phillips. So is that his real name,
yeah,
Philip
man.
Phillips?
And he's a junior.
Somebody smokes weed. Well, if his career, singing career, doesn't take off, he can always sell screwdrivers at Home Depot. I guess it could be worse. His name could be Philip Flathead. Hey, put Boston Celtics on my list for tomorrow for letting the Sixers tie the series. And you know how they did it? They brought out former Sixer Allen Iverson out before the game like he was a mascot. Got the crowd all hype. And put my bootlegger down. BB the bootlegger king, y'all.
No.
Got me again.
On what this time?
I bought two movies from you yesterday, Tom. Battleship and Avengers.
Yeah.
I was 20 minutes into the movie before I realized Rihanna wasn't even in the bootleg. It was C.C. Peniston in a cat suit. And don't get me started on the bootleg movie of the Avengers. It was all hip-hop artists in the movie. Sam Jackson's Nick Fury character was Slick Rick. Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark's was Ghostface Killer. The Black Widow was Foxy Brown with her Il Nana. Thor was MC Hammer, y'all.
Oh.
And the Hulk wasn't even green. He would turn blue and bust out of his clothes whenever he would take this little blue pill. I'm down to get my money back.